I'm Laura, and this is my podcast, Eye of the Wheel. Everything I know to be true, all the inner strength I've gained over the years, has come to me through observing my life, through my own inner eye. We are all riding a wheel of repeating daily experiences, but have we connected to our still inner eye who simply observes and is free from it all? When we settle back into being the eyes of the wheel, we know ourselves as a powerful center and creator of our own lives. This is how I see you. You are full of infinite possibilities. Allow my insights to guide you towards empowerment, clarity, and courage. Thank you for listening. Welcome, Eyes of the Wheel. I'm going to share with you today the number one key thing you have to do to get yourself unstuck from any situation that you're in. When you feel like there's just no more options and there's nowhere to go and you can't see your way out, what are you supposed to do? This video will answer that question for you. For a lot of us, and myself as well, we tend to point the finger outwards and say that it is that external thing that is making me feel stuck. Whether that's a relationship or a job or an external restraint on our lives or whatever it is, we tend to point our fingers and say, that's it, that's the reason. And now I need to try and change that external thing that I am blaming for the reason I'm stuck. Because if that external thing changes, then I'll be okay, right? Then I'll be better. Then I won't be stuck. So we're trying to change something outside of ourselves, whether it's another person or a job or a external circumstance that's just making us feel stuck. And we get so stuck in trying to figure out how to control that thing. And when we feel like we can't control it, we've exhausted all options, then we feel really, really extra stuck. And we're like, well, now what, right? And then we sit back and tend to tap out. Now, the most important thing here that a lot of us miss, because it doesn't come to us right away, we haven't been conditioned to see it this way, is a way of approaching this from a total internal perspective. And I actually learned this initially from Deepak Chopra, and it's one of the most amazing, amazing ways to feel empowered no matter what is going on or no matter how stuck you feel, okay? So that number one thing that you have to do is you have to use creativity within your perception. Now, let me break this down for you. So the way that we perceive something is actually why we're stuck. That is actually 90% of the reason why you're stuck. It's not the external circumstance, relationship, job, whatever it is. That's just the object or the thing outside of yourself that you are projecting your perception onto. Okay? So in actuality, in a very deep, deep way, everything within our universe, everything within our reality is actually a blank slate. What I mean by that is it's all neutral. Nothing is ultimately good or bad or right or wrong or this or that, okay? Until we label it that way. Once it's labeled that way, then we see it that way. Okay, and so that's how we begin to color in this blank slate or neutrality of our life. And it can get really, really difficult if the thing that you're looking at or that experience outside of yourself has had layers and layers and layers of perception laid on top of it, not just from you, from say your past of perceiving it in many different ways, whether that's a relationship or a job or whatever it is outside of yourself. But also people around you that have maybe agreed with your perception and added to that perception. And then it gets really cloudy and really thick, and it's really hard to begin to see past that into recognizing that that external thing beyond all that perception is actually just neutral. It's actually, it just is. It's just a blank slate. And by that blank slate, it gives us the opportunity to put anything that we want on top of it, to color it in any way that we choose. Okay? Now, when we get really stuck within something, we're actually ultimately stuck within a perception. Yes, the external thing probably has a little bit of influence, but I want to acknowledge that the perception is like 90% of it. Okay? So if you're feeling really stuck, let's take an example, such as in a relationship. So you're feeling stuck within a relationship, and you're seeing it as like, this relationship is not giving me what I want. I want it to be different. I need it to change so I can feel better. Okay, that's ultimately behind all of it. You want it to change so you can feel better. And so you're feeling stuck and you're like, okay, well, I've tried all these things. I've exhausted all these options. And like, what am I supposed to do now? I feel so stuck. Right? Okay, so that perception, you could have held that perception of I'm not getting what I need and I'm not getting what I want for a long time, maybe months or years, or maybe it's just days, but you're holding that perception and it's making you feel stuck within that relationship. Okay, as an example. So what we need to do is we need to bring that into a space of creativity, okay? So what I mean by that is we need to loosen our hold on that perception. We need to soften into our bodies, open up our minds, and allow that perception to mold and to change and to form into something else, okay? And that comes through insight, that comes through allowing this space for it to move and for it to change. Okay. So if I move that into this space of creativity, I could sit here and maybe it comes to me right away, or maybe it comes to me during the next few days or during my work or whatever. I'm just aware of this intention that I am willing to perceive this in a different way. And I'm willing to learn something different from this space to get unstuck. Okay. So possible other creative perceptions that could be used in this space, just an example, is one, maybe my expectations are too high. Maybe I'm expecting too much of this person, and really they need my support and compassion instead. Maybe they're going through something within their life, or they're not able to live up to my expectations for whatever reason. And instead of me sitting back and thinking, oh, I'm just not getting what I need, maybe I need to focus on what I can do for my partner instead, for my relationship. What can I do for that person to help their lives get a little bit better and to make them feel better instead of focusing on what I don't have and what I want? Okay, that's one possible perception. Another possible perception is that not getting what I need, not getting what I want is actually an opportunity for growth within the relationship. So it's an opportunity for me to practice my authenticity and speaking from my heart and saying to my partner, you know, this is how I feel. And then asking them, how do you feel? You know, how do you wish things were different? Or what do you wish, you know, was a little better we could change within the relationship? And bring both your sides together. And then with compassion and love, figure out how you can use those to grow together within yourselves and within the relationship. So a reason like that, I'm not getting what I need, I'm not getting what I want, is not really a reason to feel stuck. It's a reason to bring it over into a creative space where you can come into receiving the perception or the insight that's actually empowering for you and for your partner and for your own growth. Okay? So that's just an example. There could be lots of other creative perceptions that could come through, and you want to land on one that really resonates with your heart and you know that is going to be good for you and for your partner and for everybody involved, right? So now that if I've taken that perception of I'm not getting what I need, I'm not getting what I want into this creative space, and now I'm seeing it as, okay, the first one, for example, and my expectations are too high. I need to focus on what the other person needs. Maybe they need my support. So then in that space, I no longer feel stuck. Now I have an action to do. I can let go of what my needs are. And now I can focus on my partner and ask them and focus on them and see how I can support them. So now I'm not stuck, right? not suck anymore. With the other one, I can see that as, okay, this is great. This is an opportunity for growth. And now I can go to my partner and practice speaking my truth and speaking from my heart and ask them to do the same so you can come into a space where you are growing and learning together. And you can see that as a place of evolution within yourselves and your relationship. Then you have an action step to do. You see it in a different way, and now you are ready to move forward and you don't feel stuck anymore, right? Okay, so that's how powerful the perception is within a situation. So is the relationship really the problem? Maybe there's a slight chance, right? There's certain circumstances, but most of the time it's just the perception that we're holding about it. And we need to check in and see how long have we been holding that perception? How deeply ingrained is it? And have we had it reinforced by many other friends or people around us that perception is making us feel stuck, right? And it's time to soften and bring it to a space of creativity. Okay, so creativity of perception is actually the number one thing to get you unstuck out of any situation. And you have to be willing to do that, right? You have to be willing to surrender and let go of the current perception you're holding that's making you feel stuck, to be willing to open up to a space to receive something that's more harmonious for you and the people around you. Okay, so that's how powerful the perception is. In that whole entire activity we did, the relationship didn't change. The relationship's exactly the same, right? The perception's the only thing that changed. And we can do that same thing with a job we feel stuck in or with any other external circumstance where we feel like we just can't get out of it, that, you know, we feel like we have no control, we've exhausted all options. Well, maybe you have within the perception that you're holding, but if you were to take the space to relax and to bring it into a new space of creativity, then you could probably get yourself really unstuck quite quickly just by your own ability to open up and receive a different perception, okay? And that's how we can empower ourselves and use the inner landscape to shift how the external world is appearing and how we're relating to it, instead of demanding the external world to change so we can feel better, okay? It's a big shift. All right, so here are some steps that you can do so you can implement this into your life, okay? So you just get out a journal or a phone and just something you can write on and write down one area you feel stuck in within your life, whatever that is, you know, whatever it is, the biggest thing that you're feeling, can't get out of it, so frustrated, whatever. Write that thing down. That's the number one step, whether it's relationship, work, or some external restraint, or whatever it is. Write it down and write beside it blank slate. Okay? So we're acknowledging that yes, although this thing that I feel stuck in has a lot of perception and a lot of layers on it that is hard for me to see through, I'm acknowledging that beneath all of that, it's blank. It's neutral. It has the ability to be perceived differently. So write down that thing you're stuck in and then write blank slate beside it. Okay? Second step is to write down your current perception. So that thing that you're feeling stuck with outside of yourself, write down everything you're currently perceiving it as. You know, it could be a couple sentences like, I'm not getting what I need, I'm not getting what I want, such as our example, or it can be a whole page of things that you're perceiving this as, that you're feeling it is making you really stuck, right? So write that all down, write all that stuff down, okay? Once you've written it all down, write beside it, current perception, reason why I'm stuck. Okay? So now you're acknowledging this is my current perception, this is the reason why I'm feeling stuck. Okay? And then the third step is to bring that perception now into a space of creativity. So now you are ready to release that perception and you're ready to receive some creative insight into how this can be viewed differently, how that blank slate can be viewed differently, okay? And then open yourself up to receive that. Now, that can look like just setting an intention. You know, I'm ready to receive a different perception. And then you can just do some, you know, mind-body practices, connect with nature, connect with yourself, and just be receptive to whatever comes through to you, because something will come through if you've opened yourself up. And it may come right in that moment, and it may come within the next few days or weeks, right? Because you're just allowing yourself to surrender and to open up to a perception to come, okay? And then when it comes through, you can play with it and be like, oh, does that resonate with me? That type of thing, okay? And if it does, and when it does, then write that down. So number three, write down new empowered perception. This is my perception that comes from me in this empowered space of I am choosing to view this in a different way now, and write that down, okay? So now you have a whole different way of coloring that external circumstance just by your own perception that you use your own creativity for to bring in a different way of seeing things, okay? And then the fourth step is to act on it, okay? So now that you have a new perception, that new perception will likely be linked with an action. So like our example, when that example of a new perception of my expectations are too high, I need to focus on the other person and what they need, then my action step is to talk to my partner or to focus on what they need and to go forward with that. Okay? Or if we had that perception come in of we can use this to have growth within our relationship, to practice honesty and authenticity and coming forward to, okay, we're going to grow in this space together. Then I can go forward and I can initiate a conversation. You know, I can practice showing up in a loving way. That is all action steps. Okay? So this is very tangible. You now begin to act from that place of your new perception, okay? So those are the four steps. Write down where you're stuck, acknowledge it's a blank slate. Write down your current perception, acknowledge that that's the reason you're, most of the reason you're stuck, right? The majority of the reason. Write down your new perception that you are willing to receive, and four, act on that perception, that new perception. Now take action from that space. Now you have a new perception, you're open, and you have clarity on the action to take, and you're no longer as stuck, or maybe even not stuck at all. Now you're like, okay, I got it. Okay, I can see this in a good way now. Okay? Even if that external circumstance didn't change at all. This all happens within you. Okay? That is so, so powerful. I can't even tell you how many times I've used that within my own life. And when I notice that I'm getting stuck within a perception and realizing that I'm blaming an external circumstance, then it's time to come in and use that practice and switch it up. Okay? And that's a good way to know when you're getting stuck is you're blaming something outside of yourself. When you think that something outside of yourself needs to change for you to feel better, most of the time that's not true. Majority of the time that's not true. Okay? So recognize that, come in, creativity, use these steps, and watch your life unfold and change. And feel that inner strength grow within the process. I'd love to hear how this knowledge resonated with you and how you're going to use this going forwards. And I'd love to hear how it impacts your life. All these things, it's just so, I'm so curious about it. Okay, so please share and subscribe to my channel so we together can spread this impact even further and help more people get unstuck within their lives. Thank you. Eyes of the Wheel.